Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray, I guess I could spend the whole hour talking about sports, but that's not after what happened here with the Wildcats up at Oregon. And, of course, with the Super Bowl, you're right, Ray, that those are different stations that do that. We don't do sports talk, but you got to mention it. Man, it was a crazy Super Bowl. It is the Buckmaster Show. Monday, February 6, 2017. Hope you had a great weekend, a beautiful weekend. Very excited. The event I took part in, over 1,000 people came out to the West in La Paloma for the Bon Voyage Travel Showcase on Saturday afternoon. I was one of the speakers, had a great attendance there. Thanks to all the folks who came out. It was fun. A lot of people, John Munger and Jeff Rogers, want to travel. They love to travel. A lot
sure.
of travelers
we
in this community.
We all love to travel.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, you?
Don't travel as much as I used to, mm-hmm. but I'm kind of a homebody. I like to hang around town and ride my horse.
Yep. It is the Monday Political Face-Off featuring commentators today. Jeff Rogers is with us. Jeff is the former Pima County Democratic Party chair. And John Munger, Mr. Munger, the former president of the Arizona Board of Regents and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Both are well-known Tucson attorneys. The Monday Political Face-Off sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and his very able-bodied staff specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. That means, translation, Moe comes out to your house and he takes care of all of your hanging needs. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Well, just a quick note about sports, Jeff. That was got to be the Atlanta Falcons, one of the big collapses, certainly, in any championship.
I think it might be one of the biggest chokes ever in history of any team, probably, certainly in the Super Bowl or in any meaningful kind of championship. But that was hard to watch. But it was also, you know, they didn't just choke it up. I mean, Brady was like a machine out there.
39 years old, John Munger, and he apparently wants to keep at it.
Well, you know,
and why not?
Why not? I mean, you know, next year I'll be 39, and then
you and Jack.
I don't think I want to retire either.
And it was for the Wildcat basketball team. How do you stop a team, Jeff Rogers? I know you follow basketball. You're a Hoosier from the state of Indiana. Of course, that's synonymous with basketball. But how do you stop the 3-point? Rain of fire from the
Ducks.
I don't
think there was anything they could do. That team was just as hot as any team I've ever seen from 3-point range, and they were just drilling them.
When a team is hitting 3-pointers, it's pretty tough to beat them because you're spread out so much. It's too much.
And it's such a large loss that it's going to be difficult to overcome. I mean, they've got to get themselves ready on a short notice for a Wednesday night game. What do they play, Stanford or Cal?
I think Stanford.
Yeah.
Anyway, 790-2040 for the Buckmaster Show live line. If you'd like to join in and enhance our conversation about politics, which we now get into because it is the Monday Political Face-Off, both, as I mentioned, Mr. Munger and Mr. Rogers, well-known attorneys. They've spent their lives pretty much in the legal profession. With that said, John Munger, does it bother you that President Trump, in one of his tweets, called a federal judge a so-called judge?
Not particularly. Hmm. I mean, you know, Donald Trump has a interesting way of talking, and he's a lay person, and insofar as not being a lawyer. He wasn't happy with the decision. Believe me, I've heard a lot of other people call judges a lot worse than that, and do almost every day. So, didn't bother me any. I didn't think it was a good decision. I thought legally it was an awful decision, just legally, not politically, by the judge. But we'll see what happens as it goes through. That's the nature of the legal system. And judges make bad decisions all the time. Jeff and I probably agree on that. I mean, you see great decisions and very poor decisions. And By virtue of being a judge, you're not smarter than anybody else. It's just your bad decisions are more public.
Jeff, what do you think?
Well, you know, I've said probably a lot worse things about judges, as John has reminded us he has as well. But I say them in the privacy of my office, or the privacy of my home.
Probably not publicly.
And, you know, what this just shows, I think, is that he just has no inkling of the separation of powers and what our democracy and judicial system mean to America as a whole. The problem here that I'm worried about is that when you show such disrespect as he's done before for the judiciary, You're inviting your followers to ignore the rule of law. And while this is a close case, it could go either way, to tell you the truth. There's usually been a lot of deference shown to presidents in foreign policy and immigration and border matters. But Trump's mouth has gotten him into this shape because, you know, he basically constantly kept saying he was going to have a Muslim ban here and there. Rudy Giuliani over the weekend said, oh, we'll help you fashion a Muslim ban that will work. And so, you know, while courts, you know, can take into account what people's intentions were when they drafted an executive order or passed a law, oftentimes we look at what's called the legislative history, the hearings that were done to try to determine what the intent was for that law when it's not clear. But here they're going to argue and have argued successfully that this amounts to basically a religious persecution and a religious litmus test.
Which is unconstitutional.
And he went even further when he made the point that, well, we'll fix this so that Christians will have an easier time getting through this ban than Muslims will. And so now he's doubled down on religious discrimination. And so I think that's going to hurt him. And the first thing I would do if one of my clients spoke out publicly about a judge's decision would be to slap them as hard as I could several times. Don't basically muddy the waters that you're going to be drinking here. And I expect that people have told Trump that, but he can't control himself.
Well, I think, you know, the Dems would like to believe that it's a Muslim ban, but it is not written as a Muslim ban any more than Barack Obama's Iraqi travel ban was a Muslim ban. What the Dems are focusing on is what Trump said in the campaign, what he wanted to do. That isn't what he did. And what he did is impose a travel ban, much the same as Obama had done and other presidents.
Now, that's not true. That's a Republican talking point, but it's not
Jimmy
true.
Carter,
Obama did not have a travel ban. He just slowed down the procedure for approving refugees for getting into America, and he only did it for about a month. It was not a ban.
Okay.
He just slowed down the vetting procedure.
It amounts to the same thing. It's affecting countries. So I think that what the president wanted versus what the executive order said are two different things. The executive order had a geographic travel ban. And the courts will decide it. I don't think it's the end of the world one way or the other. I'm so pleased with all the other things Trump is doing with the nominations he's made. This isn't going to be easy. The liberals are going to fight us on all these things, and they probably should. They're entitled to. I'm not arguing about that. That's what our system's about.
But you're just delighted with the way it's gone.
I'm ecstatic, and the rank and file Trump supporters and the people in flyover country in this country are ecstatic with what he's doing, what he's trying to do. They understand it won't be easy. They understand they won't win every fight. That's fine. But he's getting this country back on the road again. And the things that he's doing actively and the amount of energy he's showing is just wonderful.
Well, you won't be surprised to hear that I disagree with that. I think he's
I would be absolutely
shocked. Oh, come on, Jeff.
I I think some of his appointees weren't as bad as I thought he could do, but right. there's two of them that are up that really are that bad, and that's Jeff Sessions and Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos is wholly and completely unqualified.
At education.
There's some indication for education, yes, some indication that we might be able to beat that one back. I think Sessions will pass through because he's well-liked by other people, even people who disagree with him very sharply, so he's going to make it through the process. But I think more deeply than that, it's the people that he's appointed that aren't subject to any kind of Senate approval. In the case of this Stephen Bannon, this guy is truly a frightening monster. I mean, he is nothing
baloney.
Less than a white nationalist.
Oh,
who,
that's
is,
baloney.
Who I think he's anti-Semitic. I think he's probably one of the most dangerous people who's ever been inside the White House in the history of America.
And
you add to him this Flynn guy. This Flynn guy, who is his national security advisor, and I think you make for a combination that is really scary. I mean, something really bad could happen
to
America.
Here comes the fear.
And the biggest problem is that it appears that those are the only two people Trump listens to. And, you know, if he were listening to Kelly or his Secretary of Defense, you know, more sane people, if he's listening to their advice, I would be less worried about the future of America.
I can't believe the hysteria going on in the Democratic Party about Trump's appointees. It's incredible. Three-star General Flynn is some kind of radical. I don't think so.
All right, we're going to take a break right here, John and Jeff. Jim, I know you're on hold. We're going to take our break here. You'll be up to the plate at 790-2040 right after this break.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at givehopetucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday at noon, our Your Meds segment with Dr. Ray Woosley. Also, the Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan. All of that's happening on Buckmaster on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI, and we've got worldwide live listening at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. Back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Jeff Rogers seated to the left of me, John Munger to the right, and Mo's Gallery is our presenter. Thank you very much, Mo, and your family for supporting our Monday Political Face-Off, Mo'sGallery.com, and at Mo's Gallery, Fort Law and Dodge. Jim, our friend Jim is on the live line. I think it's Jim Kelly. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I am well, Bill. Thank you. Gentlemen, you know, one of the things I didn't see, hear you mention is that, first off, this executive order is a temporary restraint on travel. It's a temporary suspension of travel with codicils that require the State Department, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Department of Justice to basically justify the vetting process from this point forward. So you guys aren't mentioning that this is a temporary...
It's actually permanent as to Syria. It's permanent as to Syrian refugees. But you're right. It is written as if it's temporary for the rest of
it. I think it's 120 days for Syria.
Yeah, right. And like I said, those three departments have some requirements for reporting to basically justify the vetting and to see whether the suspensions are lifted, who they're lifted from, all of that kind of stuff. One of the things that I think you guys are all forgetting is that for 8 years, the right yelled and screamed about the closest advisors to people like Secretary of State Clinton and the president himself, Valerie Jarrett and Huma Abedin, being two advisors that the right absolutely despised. The right never liked any of the press secretaries for the president. And, you know, they feel that a lot of stuff was glossed over and that Obama himself overreached often and, you know, helped pave the way for this disrespect for the rule of law. So everybody's in on this. Everybody has responsibility, in my opinion, for the environment that we are in right now. And I mean left and right. But now what we're trying to figure out is the way out. And the way out is legally the separation of powers, Congress doing their job, the courts doing their job, the executive branch doing their job, and everybody holding everybody accountable for their part in what it's going to take to get us out of the environment of yelling and screaming at each other and into an environment of moving our country forward. And I really wish you guys would address that more often, okay. not just the ideology, but what's your way through, Jeff? What's your way through, John? That's the things that we want to know.
Well, Jim, I would agree with the last part of what you said for sure. But what concerns me is we've got the beginnings of an administration and a president who doesn't have the slightest inkling of what is in the Constitution and has absolutely no respect whatsoever.
Absurd.
He's shown it multiple times.
Oh, that's absurd.
You know, I mean, here's a president who, in one of the debates, didn't even know what the nuclear triad was. He had no clue when he was asked what the nuclear triad was.
And that's so, not the Constitution.
That's
Jeff.
Not the Constitution, but that gives you an idea of just how ill-informed he is, and he's not even curious to get himself informed. And apparently,
boy, are you
from
making
reports,
some broad generalizations.
From reports that we're hearing right now, he sits around and watches television all day and all evening. I mean, we've got a president who's clueless when it comes to our Constitution, and the separation of powers is something that I'm really frightened that he's going to reach a point where a federal court said, if they uphold this, and like I said, that's a close legal call, it could go either way. great, in my opinion. But if it's upheld, you know, is this going to be somebody who's going to flout the courts and say, oh, I'm going to order my people not to follow
wait
the law?
Wait a minute,
and that's
Jeff.
What frightens
wait
me
minute,
about
Jeff.
Donald Trump.
Start from where he is right now. He's not flouting the order of the federal district judge.
John, there was some of that going on in Massachusetts and Virginia and in New York.
Well,
in all three cases,
let me finish.
The corporation or Customs and Border Patrol waited hours and hours and hours and continued to detain people and remove
Jeff,
them from this country,
yeah,
even
but,
though the orders had been issued
well,
to
Well, they
stop.
May have done that, but he is not doing that. What he's doing is going back to court. So let's not say he's flouting the courts. Let's remember that he's had other rulings on similar issues in his favor. And he's nevertheless going back to court. He's honoring the legal system. I think, Jim, you've made a good point that this requires going back to the separation of powers. And I think that the best way to get there is get some originalist Supreme Court justices, as Mr. Trump is trying to do, who understand the separation of powers and understand that you can't just make political decisions. You've got to make decisions based upon the powers of those various branches and not overreach those branch powers. So I'm very pleased that he's nominated Neil Gorsuch, who understands the separation of powers, and will work with the other conservative judges to stop the political decision making on the Supreme Court and to start having decisions that are based upon honoring the separation of powers. I will also tell you, in response to your question, I'm not so sure. I think this country is so politically divided that I'm not so sure we can get by this without some major crisis that unfortunately, brings the country together and cools everybody off. I'm looking at the long historical perspective, but when people start yelling and screaming like this, something drastic. The only thing that's going to happen is something drastic, I'm afraid, that brings them together.
Well, we
Your
certainly
view,
got a president who's capable of creating
well,
that kind
I,
of
I don't
crisis
know
all
that
by himself.
We've also got a president who's capable of stopping that by trying to control the people coming into the country.
What Jeff was saying about that he's spending his whole day apparently watching television news shows. That's one of the reports that is out there.
Jeff is dreaming.
No, there have been several. There have been several reports out in the newspaper today and yesterday that talk about his schedule. Apparently, you know, the people surrounding him, some of them are not quite as loyal as I think one would expect them to be, because the leaks coming out of this White House.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about Jeff.
One of them even
Jeff's,
talked about how
Jeff's
his,
speculation.
How he sits in he has a television in his bathroom and he watches TV
I don't
news shows
care
in
what,
his bathroom.
I don't care what he does. At least he's not out playing golf like Obama
Actually,
did.
Actually, he was playing golf this weekend.
Obama, you know, played more golf than he did govern.
How about let's go to the live line, Cynthia?
That's ridiculous.
Cynthia
that's
is
just,
with us. Hey, Cynthia.
Hi. I just wanted to ask. They're talking about the president limiting people based on religion, but the First Amendment doesn't even apply to the president. It just applies to Congress.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you that's a misapprehension you have. The First Amendment applies to everyone, and especially the president. The president can't violate the First Amendment any more than Congress or any more than a judge or any more than anyone else can. It applies to everyone. It's a constitution for all of us, and with all of us, that includes the president.
Yeah, I agree with that. It applies to everybody. We can't have a president operating who's not subject to the law and the Constitution. I think that we're going to have a situation where, frankly, I believe the Democratic Party is going to fall apart and have to regroup.
Really?
They're having major problems, and the farther left they get, the more they're going to lose control. And that's what's happening within the party. There's going to have to be a major realignment of the Democratic Party somehow. Either they're going to come back to the middle, or they're going to go far left. And if they go far left, they're done.
Okay. Rick, let's see if we can get you in here. I only have less than a minute. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Hey. Good talking with you. About these two guys that are debating this issue right now, I totally back the guy that's on the right. The guy that's on the left is doing nothing but fear-mongering, and it's all theoretical. Well, what if this and what if that and what if this and what if that? Donald Trump is doing the best he can to make sure our nation is going to be safe, and he's going to put America first. And that's the whole thing right there. And the people that are against him are it's just all sour grapes from a losing team. That's it.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something, Rick. I'm 61 years old, or I'll be 61 in a week. And I'll tell you something. I've had disagreements, and I didn't vote for Ronald Reagan, didn't vote for George Bush or George W. Bush, but I respected them all. And I've never in my life been afraid for the future of my country, ever.
Well,
I always thought those people were honorable people who would act with dignity and would do what they could to protect America. This is the first time in my life that I am truly afraid.
Well, you know, the first time in my life was 2008 when Obama was elected. Jeff, now you know how we felt for 8 years of a president who we didn't respect and who put this country in a terrible, terrible situation. We've tried it your way. It failed. We're now going to try it our way.
All right. On that note, Jeff Rogers, thank you very much, Jeff, for coming in.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
And John, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Give Moe and his family a call. They'll take care of all of your framing needs, and he makes house calls, make sure everything is upright on the walls. Be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See us soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
At the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, we've been caring for homeless pets for over 72 years. But as we've grown, our campus hasn't, and our pets and staff are crowded in run-down, dilapidated buildings. The need for a new campus is critical. The homeless pets in our care need healthier, stress-free space, and we need room to expand the important work of adoption and education. Please help us build our own forever home. Visit hssaz.org and donate today, because we're all in this together.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Emil Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. A big shout out to Green Things at 3384 East River Road, one of our fine sponsors. My wife and I were enjoying some of the time we had on Sunday over at Green Things yesterday. 13 acres of, they've got everything you need for the gardener, and very nice large gathering of people. Why not? It was a great day to do some gardening. Green Things had a good crowd just west of intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out greenthingsaz.com again for all of your gardening needs. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs is General John Wickham. General Wickham was the United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. He served more than four decades in the United States Army. He's retired in Oro Valley, and we are always honored to have him with us on our live line. General Wickham, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill. I'm always honored to be on your fine program and to hear all of the vendors that support your program. A wonderful thing you do.
Thank you very much, sir. You know, the hot spots, too, are emerging early in the early days of this new administration. And President Trump wants to push back against Iran. The government and the administration has said to the Iranians that actually they've been placed on notice. What do you understand that to mean, General Wickham?
Well, it means that, look, Iran, you're being too aggressive, and we're going to challenge you with sanctions and other things. There's another way to look at all of this. We're going to face, I think, in the next 4 years or more, more of these crises around the world. Challenging of the U.S. administration and the way they react. But take a look at Iran for a moment. Iran is a nation of almost 100 million people. They face some real challenges, economic challenges. They're running out of water. They need nuclear power to desalinate water. And they're facing the Syrian civil war. And they're also facing an Israel that is aggressive. Israel has over 200 nuclear weapons. They wouldn't use them, but there's a threat. And Israel has the most modernized military capability in the Middle East. And now Israel is pushing into the West Bank with settlements, and sort of destabilizing that situation and throwing into the back corner any concept of a two-state solution, which has been the basis for progress in decades. So I think Iran is challenged a little bit by all of this, and so their firing of a missile could be their way of demonstrating, look, we're an important nation, and we're going to defend ourselves against these kinds of threats and risks we face. I think we need to understand that rather than to go into a conniption fit over this and say we're going to have to punish them. Now, the good news is that Iran is complying with the nuclear deal 110%. The UN inspectors that are going into Iran, they're going anywhere they want, military facilities or not. And they are saying that Iran is complying 100% with the nuclear deal. And that nuclear deal keeps Iran from getting a nuclear weapon for at least a decade or more. So we've got to continue to support that, although I think the Trump administration says they're going to scrap it. If they scrap it, we're going to have real difficulty. Iran can get a weapon probably within a year.
They have been saying that they have not been developing a weapon, but they are very close from what everybody seems to feel, General Wickham.
They are. You're right, Bill. As you know so well, the technology of acquiring a nuclear weapon is on the Internet, readily accessible. Building it is much more complicated. It takes a lot of sophisticated technology and engineering, but Iran can do that. North Korea has done it. Other nations can do it. And that is the danger, I think, that you and I and our future are facing, is the nuclear proliferation is going to get worse. And it's not inconceivable that some crazy nation or crazy despot is going to fire off a weapon, and God knows what the impact's going to be.
And, of course, North Korea is a very much a trouble spot. As you well know, you follow what goes on over there very closely because of your long association with the South Koreans, General Wickham.
That's right, Bill. And I recollect, I know General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, has announced, as he should, meeting with the South Koreans, that the nuclear umbrella is there, and if the North Koreans threaten South Korea, there's going to be a devastating response. There's nothing new there. Back in 1974, Jim Schlesinger, the Secretary of Defense, visited Korea. I was his military assistant as a major general, and we met with the president, Park Chung-hee, South Korean president. And Jim Schlesinger persuaded Park to stop their nuclear research program. We found out that they were trying to build a weapon, and Park agreed. He said, okay, I'll stop the program. The quid pro quo was a nuclear umbrella, and that nuclear umbrella has provided security in Southeast Asia ever since then. And so what Jim Mattis is doing is just reaffirming it, so there's nothing new. The danger, of course, is the North Koreans will use this kind of affirmation of the nuclear capability of the United States to demonstrate once again, we North Koreans have to defend ourselves against the aggressive United States. And we have to have nuclear weapons, and we're going to get an ICBM that will reach the United States within a year and have a thermonuclear weapon on it, a megaton yield. I think we're going to face that. So that's the reality we face. Now, what's the solution? To bomb North Korea in retribution? No, that's crazy. That would lead to a devastating war in the Middle East, in the Far East. But I think we can sit down with the North Koreans, with the Chinese, and with the Japanese to talk to them and get them to move in some reasonable ways to secure their weapons, to allow inspections, to preclude export of technology. I think we can work this out, but it's going to take some enlightened leadership as opposed to being tough talk.
What is the military capability of the North Koreans, in your opinion, right now, General Wickham?
They have an army of over 1 million troops. I've seen them. And They could be aggressive. They don't have an air force like the South Koreans do, is capable, but they have heavy weapons, artillery. And Bill, you got to, people listening to your wonderful program need to realize the distance from downtown Seoul, which is just like a city of Los Angeles, to the demilitarized zone where the North Koreans are, is the same distance from where we're sitting now in Oro Valley to Davis-Montham Air Base.
Really? That close?
It's that close. And the North Koreans could fire weapons onto Seoul right now, and their aircraft could be there. They have weapons trained on Seoul that are in tunnels, and they'll come out of the tunnels to fire. So it's a very dangerous situation. And what's kept the peace is our presence over there and the threat of retaliation if the North Koreans ever use weapons. But my guess is, Bill, the North Koreans are never going to give up their nuclear weapons. It's a guarantee of independence and security. And they have paranoia about the United States. And the more we say, boy, if you ever use weapons, we're going to retaliate massively, that just reinforces the need for them to acquire even more weapons. They have over 40 weapons now, the Chinese say, and they're building more. So it's a dangerous situation that I think we've got to work smartly to deal with.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. So much more to talk with General Wickham about in our final segment of the Buckmaster Show today. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040. Still ahead, we need to talk about China and Russia with General Wickham on the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, February 6th. Be right back.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control, treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Back, it is the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a three-hour drive to a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States and southwestern New Mexico specifically. Silver City, very historic area, so much to do. The full listing of the many recreation opportunities, at least a dozen or so, at southwestnewmexico.org. That's also the place for the full listing of the many great places to stay in Silver City. On our live line once a month, we are honored to have General John Wickham, the former United States Army Chief of Staff. He is our Buckmaster Show military and foreign affairs contributor. He's one of two dozen people that, again, we're very honored that contribute to this program on a regular basis. General Wickham, in China, that situation seems to be their influence in the region seems to be growing, specifically the Philippines.
Yes, that's right, Bill. And a lot of this grows out of Chinese nationalism. China, like every nation, is seeking to preserve its own security, and China is seeking to establish broader influence in the Pacific region. And so we can deal with that. The danger, of course, is the South China Sea, where they're building these little islands and maybe putting military installations on them, and a threat because the South China Sea is a contested area that the Philippines and Vietnam feel is right for them. And so I think we can work with the Chinese to be sure that that doesn't lead to hostilities. Now, the point about the Philippines, Duterte, the current president of the Philippines, a little bit of an unmanageable, unpredictable man, has said we get rid of the United States. Well, we have alliances with the Philippines, goes back a long way. One of my West Point classmates used to be president of the Philippines, so we have a long relationship with them. Now, Duterte has backtracked a little bit and said, well, I'm not sure we want to get rid of the United States entirely. Let's continue somewhat of a close relationship. So that's effective. But China does want to play a role with the Philippines for trade reasons as well as proximity and security. So that's a factor. China, with its nationalism, is going to be a factor to deal with. Now, the good news, I think, in my humble opinion, is that the Chinese leadership is not bent upon domination in the region or in the world. They want to be involved in the world. Now, they do have a problem with Taiwan, and if we're going to, as a nation, and General President Trump has said he's going to reexamine the One China policy, that will really raise hackles in China because they look upon Taiwan as a province, part of China. And if you're going to now say, well, maybe Taiwan ought to be independent, that could lead to some very serious situation with China. But I think we can play a role with China and need to play a role because they can be very influential in dealing with some of the world problems. They played a role in the Iran nuclear deal. And I think China can play a role with North Korea. They are the only country that has contact with them. I've been to China half a dozen times, and President On down over there have told me, we talk to the Chinese and talk to the North Koreans regularly, and they're an ally. But guess what? The North Koreans do not listen to anybody for advice. But the Chinese do have influence because of their economic relationship. So we've got to work closely with China for world affairs, and I think we have a place to do that.
790-2040, 790-2040. Dan would like to weigh in with General Wickham. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hi. Good to hear you. I'm really concerned about the Air Force telling us that less than 50% of the airplanes are in flyable condition because they're having to scavenge other airplanes for parts.
Hmm.
And I was wondering what you know about that and what can we do about it. It seems to be going on for the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Dan, you're exactly right. You are up to speed. And the Air Force and also our submarine fleet and the ICBMs, part of our triad of nuclear deterrence, is ancient. We've been fighting these wars in the Middle East instead of taking care of our military capabilities across the board, including maintenance of our facilities. So you're exactly right. We're flying aircraft that are over 50 years old.
Wow.
Now, the good news is that Obama started a program, and I think the Trump administration may follow up on with General Mattis's SecDef, to modernize at the cost of about $1 trillion over the next two decades, the ICBMs, our Air Force aircraft, and submarines. There's going to be some contest about where we go first and how much we're going to put into each one of those aspects, but you're exactly right. We have to modernize our capabilities, and that includes our weapons, our nuclear weapons, even though I think the moral concept of getting rid of nuclear weapons makes a lot of sense, but it's not going to happen in our lifetimes. We're going to need the weapons, and we've got to take care of them.
I understand you studied Russian at West Point.
I did, and I studied the history, and I used the Russian once going on a train to into Austria, and thought I'd be a smart aleck and talk to the Russian guards that stopped everybody and looking at their, and they found out I spoke Russian. They ordered me off the train for an extended interview. So I decided I would not do that again. The interesting aspect about Russia and its history is I think it's important for all Americans. If we don't study history, we're going to repeat some of the mistakes of history. And one of the lessons of history with Russia has felt threatened from the West for decades. Napoleon and what he did, and Hitler and what he did, and NATO pushing right up against Russia. End of the Cold War, the understanding was we're not going to push NATO up against Russia. Guess what?
Hmm.
We dropped that. And we're pushing right up against Russia. So we've alarmed their nationalistic feelings. And I think that in part is what is that brought Putin to do some of the dumb things about going into the Crimea and the Ukraine. Now, that's the downside. Is Putin is going to be around for another 10 years or more. He does not have the Politburo that existed under the USSR to provide some moderating influence. And so Putin is going to be a dictator. He is. And so he's trying to resurrect Russia's influence in the world, and particularly in Europe. And that's why they've moved into the Crimea and into Ukraine. And they could do more damage. We need to work with Russia. And that doesn't mean we got to get in bed with them. But I think we can work with them in a responsible way to deal with Mideast problems and others. Now, why is Russia in Syria? Well, Russia needs a warm water seaport. It's been historic in Russia. Most of their ports are frozen. So they've had a warm water port, Latakia, in Syria. And now it's important for them to have that capability perpetual. So they're going to be involved in the Middle East. But we can use their influence to maintain peace or at least improve the prospect for peace.
All right, General Wickham, always a pleasure. Please say hello to your fine family. You really have, you're keeping in good condition, I understand, still doing some bicycling.
Every day, and the good Lord lets me do the bike. I've got a tricycle now. It's a lot safer. It won't roll over. And so I appreciate that, Bill. And thanks again for being on your wonderful program. You do a real national security thing here.
Thank you very much. General Wickham with us once a month, usually the first Monday of the month. General Wickham spends a half an hour with us. Spend some time this afternoon with one of our fine local talk shows. The name of the program is Mike Check with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen ably assists Mike in putting together a great hour. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9 and Talking Culture, that show from 9 to 10. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you for our Tuesday edition of The Buckmaster Show. So until then, on behalf of the very smiling Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.